And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we must have authority from God for everything we do in the church? We have been discussing what is involved in ascertaining biblical authority for things we must do in religion. One method by which we can ascertain Bible authority is through the use of necessary inference. What exactly is meant by necessary inference? The word inference derives from the Latin root signifying to gather in. In logic, this suggests the idea of gathering data from various sources and then deducing whatever conclusions are demanded by the available evidence. Whenever we use the phrase necessary inference in regard to ascertaining biblical authority, we are saying that it is possible to draw sure and certain conclusions from divinely orchestrated events as presented within God's Word. By definition, an inference is something that is not explicitly stated. Rather, it is implicit, which means that something is implied rather than directly stated. Consider, as an example, Christ's teaching in Matthew 22, verses 31 and 32, where he debated the Sadducees regarding the eventual resurrection of the dead. The Sadducees believed that when a person died, his soul perished, making any future resurrection impossible. But Jesus told them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, you have not read what was spoken by your God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Christ did not say in specific words that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were in a present state of consciousness, but that conclusion is necessarily implied by two items included in his statement. One, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And two, God told Moses in Exodus 3, verses 6 and 15, many years after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had died, I am, present tense, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If God is not the God of the dead, but of the living, and if God said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, after those men had died, then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must still have been living. The only way that could be possible was if their spirits had survived the death of their bodies, thereby implying a future resurrection of the body. The very point that Christ was making. Such is the power of necessary inference.